I was going to make sure I was going to be here because the last time I was going to make sure I was going to be here because the last time I didn't show up. And I almost didn't. I was on the interstate, and they shut down the interstate on some accident or something. I said, Lord have mercy. So I did it the Brazilian way. I went under the bypass and did a U-turn where the sign said you weren't supposed to do it. And I did it the Brazilian way, and I got here. But amen. So what an honor to be here with the Calvary Apostolic Church. God bless you all for your faithfulness. The little girl's got the hiccups. Amen. You all have been very, very faithful at supporting apostolic missions in Brazil. Not only supporting it, but supporting it very generously. And I realize that it's with great sacrifice. And I cannot, it's beyond my ability to repay that. But God surely keeps a good account. My big concern is whether or not, whether or not God will bless you. He will. My big concern and my big fear has always been, am I a good steward and administrator of what you all have given? And so that keeps me awake at night, believe me. It does. It really does. I stay awake at night thinking, am I doing it right? Am I doing it proper? Am I being correct with God's people? And so I do try, and I have tried my very best. So thank you very much. Pastor, I did try to send John into my place, and I'm glad and proud that he did well. But that makes my hairs whiter, you know. So but I'm very blessed with the family that I have. My wife sends her greetings. I do not want to go into much detail tonight. I do have a word for the Lord for this church tonight. And so I would like to be able to tell you about the wonderful opportunity that's been opening up in Brazil in the prison ministry in Brazil. And I'm not much into these specialized ministries and all that, but it's just a door that opened. An incredible revival is breaking out. And there at one regional prison over, or perhaps at about 20% of the female inmates in that prison are apostolic and baptized in Jesus' name. 20%. Amen. And so it caught the attention of the prison director. He, without us knowing, he called in a big television network and brought them in to broadcast or to film the service. And it was really, and the Lord has been opening up tremendous doors. Obviously, I haven't seen what was broadcast, but I'm very happy and honored. Good to be with you, sir. God bless you, and with you also, brother. And Pastor Phillips, it's good to be with you. I'm glad Pastor Phillips Church has also been a longtime supporter of Brazilian missions, and we're deeply appreciative of that. I felt a little word from the Lord this evening, and I hope that I can be a blessing to this church tonight. It's just a little little. It's one of those, you know, just the way that my some people don't understand, and I at times I don't either, but. Don't understand how that my mind or my ministry, the anointing that comes of God. Sometimes the Lord give me a scripture and I'll work on that scripture, and then suddenly a second scripture shows up and I said, "Ooh, I did." And so it's sort of what I preach is sort of an adding up as I go along praying and seeking after God. I usually don't even have a title to what I preach. I do tonight. And I would like to preach to you tonight about two words. What if? What if? Open your Bibles to the book of Genesis. I may not be able to get this across the way the Holy Ghost has laid it on my heart tonight. And it's one of those, I guess you could say one of those dig deep messages. Genesis chapter 15. And verse number 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, count the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness. Let's pray. In Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. We serve a very very faithful God. A God that is truly a rewarder of those that serve Him. It really doesn't matter. I guess it would matter, but it whatever you put in to God, whatever you add in, or whatever you put in to God and into His kingdom, into His purpose, God always pays back. And He pays back richly. Always. Always. Now, that's a fundamental principle. And they're really, let's put it this way, there really is no sacrifice that you put in that God does not repay you, does not give it back to you, or, you know, give you a payback. It's always been that way. And Abraham was one of those that the Bible chose to absolutely give him a Bible focus that few, if any, others in the Bible had as much of it of a focus or a line of follow through throughout the Bible I'm sure that, you know, that could be somewhat debatable, but he's way on up there in the top tier. You know, Abraham was, he was one of God's special chosen ones. And Abraham did leave his homeland. Abraham did get up and leave and go and follow after God. Abraham did do that. Amen. And it's one of those, you know, you just read it. Wow, you know, Abraham was one of those guys that talked to God. And it takes me a little while to get started, so don't get nervous. My motor doesn't crank up as quick as others. And so here is Abraham, the father, what it says in Portuguese, the father of the faith. He's one of those, you know, forerunners. He's on the cutting edge of. And so here is Abraham. He left out of his. I'm telling you, God always pays back. Always pays back. And when you come upon this scene right here, when you come upon this little sector, all of a sudden you hear God calling Abraham out of his tent. Said, Abraham, I've got a promise for you. Come on, Abraham. Step out of your tent. And let me show you something. Come on, step out. Step out of your tent. Let me show you something. Now, This message here, like I said, I've preached segments here and I've preached segments there, and sometimes God pulls little parts together as a missionary, I'm preaching to somebody, maybe the whole church, but as a missionary, perhaps the impulse, use a Portuguese word, the gasoline, the energy behind what drives a missionary is those sweet little promises that God lays into our heart as missionaries. That it's going to happen. There's some of you here today, and you carry in your heart. You've got those sweet little problems. Hey Abraham, step out here. Let me show you something. Let you step out of the tent. Look, you see all of those stars up there. You see them? Can you count them? Can you tell them? Wow. That's my promise to you. That's going to be your seed. That's going to be your family. Yeah. I want to be a blessing. Help me, Jesus, here today. So, here is Abraham. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Here is Abraham talking, put it in my little way, talking with God Himself. And God Himself said, hey, Abraham, step out here. Got a promise for you. You see all those stars? They're all going to be yours. They're yours. Whoa.
said it. Runs back in the house. Gets a hold of Sarah and pulls her up.
This is my little Portuguese. It's written in the Portuguese Bible at times. He pulls Sarah back outside. He said, Sarah, hey, I just was talking with God. Hey, Sarah, look up. What is it? What is it? She's on the stars.
God said, they're ours. They're ours. Why, we're going to, it's a promise. It's a problem. Look, God talked to me. Wow. Oh,
Lord have mercy. I have a word for somebody here today.
Hey, did you see the stars? Did you see them? Hey, Sarah, let's try to count them.
Wow. And so there goes Abraham. I mean, there's a promise from God. This guy is going to have a big family. Laid down. I mean, he was absolutely electric. He got out his pocket knife. Let me do it. He got out his pocket knife and he cut out a slice of that tent right over his bed. He laid all night long. Looking at that promise. Sarah said, hey, Abraham, turn out the light. Go to sleep. Stop wiggling in bed. I'm looking at the stars. God promised him. Got up the next day, everybody he met up with, he said, I talked to God last night. He told me all the stars were mine. He said, we're going to have a baby. Lord have mercy. We're going to have a baby. Hey, you guys. The stars are going to be mine. They're going to be my seed. We're going to have a baby. Hey, today's the day. 9 months from today, he's going to be born. You don't believe it? You come by the house tonight. I'll show you. Come in here in my bedroom. You see, I cut out a little hole. See all those stars? There. God promised them to me. He loco shot. Now, a week went by. Hey, we're gonna have a baby. Is Sarah already expecting? No, but we're gonna have a baby. A month went by. 2 months went by. Have you ever come to church? Felt God speak to you and give you a promise, and you went home. It's going to happen. And we all know that God doesn't lie. However, what if God doesn't answer you? Whole service tonight, if you notice the courses, I was getting ready and the Holy Ghost spoke this to me. What if God doesn't answer you that first day or the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth? Exactly what time frame did you put on God's promises? Why is it that God has got to listen to your time frame? Who says, what if? And this spiritual capability, this is the whole crux of the whole message. This ability to get up day after day and still chase stars that are beyond your reach. Yet, it was a promise of God. Well, how long are you willing to wait? What if God doesn't answer you this week? What if God doesn't answer you this next month? What if God doesn't answer you this year? Remembering that you walked out the door of that service. Now this is a big, deep issue. This is something that messes with people's mind and their hearts, because they don't know how to handle wait. My God, have mercy. Holy Ghost, help me tonight. Hallelujah. It takes something for you to get up
and to chase a star. That night, it didn't seem all that impossible, did it? That night, in the excitement of the service and the jiving and jiving and the power of the Holy, whoa! I got a promise from God. I talked to God myself. He told me the stars were mine. That's one thing. You get up and walk out the door and you go home and you tell your unsaved husband, say, hey, God gave me a promise. You go home and tell your backslidden kid, God gave me a promise. But what if God doesn't answer? What if? What if that revival don't show up next week? You know, it's raining tonight. The stars don't show up. Matter of fact, it's raining tonight. And that hole you cut out in the tent, it's raining on your face. Jeering. What if? Now this is. You may say, oh, this sounds real. It's for somebody here tonight. In the Holy Ghost I'm speaking. Not I'm speaking of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is reading your mail, baby. Because there starts that spiritual battle. Well, I mean, are we not in an apostolic church? I mean, do we believe or don't we believe in miracles? Do we or don't we? Do you believe in miracles? Raise your hand. Do you believe God's a liar? Anybody believe that God's a liar? Do you believe that God speaks the truth? Yeah. How come he didn't answer your prayer? I don't know. Ooh, that bothered you, didn't it? But the Bible says it was counted unto righteousness. What if God doesn't answer? Holy Ghost, help us tonight. So there's that battle. Well, God don't lie. God promised. I know what I felt. I know what I heard. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't come true. Holy Ghost, help me here tonight. I know I'm going deep tonight. It's not me. The Holy Ghost prompted this to me. Matter of fact, I just had a little glimmer, just this second, of the Holy Ghost. And I may be getting ahead of my message. Don't let go of your promise. You say, well, it's been already 3 years. Yeah. And what if it takes 4? Will you still, my God, have mercy, I'm messing with it. Will you still be here?
Or will you get up and walk out denying what you just got through saying that God keeps all promises? My Lord, have mercy. And you get up and walk out because you said it's been 3 years. You said it. It's been 3 years or five, whatever you said just now. It's been 3 years. What if it takes four? Between now and next year, on January, whatever, can you still, my God, can you still get up every day and look at those stars and say, Lord, see, I lost some of you there. I lost some of you just now. I just lost you. Because you can't stand up and say, they're still mine. Because in your heart, in your heart, you have set limits, pardon my frankness in the Holy Ghost, that are unacceptable to the Holy Ghost. Who are you to put limits on God as how He should fulfill His promises to you? Can get up and walk out because you say God maxed out His time frame with you. What if? Here's the question. What if God takes longer than you expect? Would God still be God in your life? There's a testing of the Holy Ghost in this building here tonight. That's stabbing a sword of revelation into your heart. And God is trying to find out what your time limits are. As in the sense that God, after that set time, would no longer be God in your life. Hey, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You guys that are scholars in the Bible, y'all know how long it was, how old Abraham was, and this and that. I'm telling you, it was more than 5. It's more than 10. It's more than 15. Halamoshatala kayateya hohikayahayatayahatiya. And if God speaks to you, if God gives you word, if God gives you a promise, if God gives you a hope, why in the living daylights do you try to throttle and choke God with your little way of seeing things when you don't allow? Will God or is God still God, even though He doesn't answer according to the plan and the way you think He ought to answer? Well, God promised me a job. You didn't get it, did you? Yeah, you said you walked out. He said, well, I was faithful to my tithes and God didn't give it to me. So you kicked the trash can. God didn't do it. What if he doesn't? Is he still God? Is he still God? Well, I feel a holy indignation here. There's some issues that God is trying to deal with. Hey, they're all yours, Abraham. Ever tried to touch a star? I don't really understand how I ever fell for this. How was I? My God, I'm speaking to somebody here. How could I be so foolish and stupid to chase stars? And you're calling God a liar. Okay, I'll give you one worse than that. You ready? This will blow your mind. What if? You ready? What if? God doesn't answer in your lifetime. Would God still? Read your Bible verse. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. I've got an answer for somebody here. Not me, God, of course, but and these all, you know where the verse is at. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith and received not, and received not the promise. You want to get in, oh Lord have mercy. You want to get in on the roll of faith. You want to get in on that attendance roll or whatever it is of faith. That's the scripture right there. That's the hard one. Oh, Jesus. All of us want our works to be applauded and to be accepted. All of us want to see things happening in our lifetime. All of us want to see our prayers answered in our lifetime. All of us would like to see our loved ones. All of us would like to. But what if? Would God still be God? Pastor Shields, God's not a liar.
God's not a liar. His promises are fulfilled. But there is that possibility. Read it to you because I'm not used to an English Bible, but I'll give it to you. Listen to this one. This guy, this is a king. He's in bad trouble. The kingdom's being invaded from every side. I think it's the Assyrians. He calls the prophet. He said, I need an answer for prayer. And the prophet says to him, okay, well, ask the sign and God will give it to you. And he was being a little bit coy and he said, well, I'll just let you choose it. Okay. And this is the promise that the prophet gave to this king that his kingdom was being invaded at that very moment. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. My God, have mercy. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name. You know how long that one took to fulfill? He was dead 2,000 or 3,000 years already before that promise that God gave that king. I'll give you a promise. I'll give you a promise. I'll give you a promise. You want a promise? I'll give you a promise. Behold, a virgin shall give a child. In my lifetime, no, 3,000 years from now. My God, have mercy. 3,000 years from now. Can you believe in God long enough for 3,000 years? Jesus' name right now. Is God still God in your life? Can you still praise God when the answer hasn't shown up? Can you come to church and shout in the front and say, hallelujah, Jesus answers prayers? Ooh. Can you walk out the building tonight and say, all those stars are mine? Well, lady, you're an old woman. They're still all mine. Can you still, my God. God's looking for some people that can come to church and say, God, it's all in your hands. You're still God. I don't see the answer. And I may never see the answer. You see, sometimes God takes your promise that he gave it to you and he splices it and adds it, your promise, into the other man that's coming after you, into his life. You hearing what I'm saying? It's not that God failed. It's that God took your promise and spliced it into somebody else's life. Can you accept that? Look, oh, ho, shataraka yate yahaya haya. Keep on coming back. There's a testing of the Holy Ghost in this building here tonight. Hallelujah. There's a testing of the Holy Ghost. He's looking. I'll tell you right ahead what he's looking for. Can you say he's still God? That's what it's not from the mouth. It's not from the mouth. It's not. Oh, yeah. I can say that. God's still God. No. God's looking at your heart. Can you say he's still God? Oh.
been waiting 30 years. Is he still God? Lord have mercy. There's a lot of things I don't understand. There's a lot of things that are unanswered in my life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is, you've got to come into church, and not just in church. You know what I'm saying. You've got to come in and say, he's still God. Can you say it, lady? Can you say it? Can you say it?
I'll give you more. Even better one than that.
So, 30 years, whatever, 40 years, whatever it was, went by. I'm not too good at numbers. All of a sudden, Sarah shows up pregnant.
Wow!
And Abraham starts adding up. Said, "Well, I'm 99. I think I said I'm 99 years old. Got one little eensy weensy little baby." God promised me all the stars. And look at what God gave me. It was one little baby. Can you take it, lady? Can you do it? Are you going to get out, walk out, and stomp out with bless God? He promised me 1 million stars. You got to learn how to, Lord have mercy. You got to learn how to look at the big picture, sir. Even though Abraham was just carrying a little baby, he was carrying the baby in his hand, but he was still seeing the stars in the sky. My Lord, have mercy. Okay, I'm asking you, can you carry one little star when in your, you know that God promised you 1 million stars? Can you walk? Well, I'll give you a better one than that. Take your little star and put it back on the altar. The Holy Ghost is speaking in this house. Front to us, a child is. Quit trying to put God into your little time frame. And so there goes Abraham climbing the mountain. Taking his little star up the mountain. All of this was a test to see if you can still say that God is still God. Was the song you sang, sometimes the clouds hang low and whatever it was? There's not. Lord have mercy. Shall we stand? Let me read you one little last verse. In order to get to the verse I want to read now, in order to reach this verse I want to reach now, you had to go through all of this that I just went through with you. So Abraham climbs the mountain and he takes the boy. lays him on the altar. And the voice of God shows up again. And said, "By myself I have sworn, said the Lord, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only starving son, in your faithfulness of believing that God is still God, even though he may not even answer in your lifetime. He said, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed." There's that promise again. As the stars in heaven. You know, Abraham, I still got work to do on this promise I gave you. Lord, have mercy. And this boy right here is your participation in the promise that I gave you that you'll never see fulfilled in your lifetime. You won't see the million stars. But because you were faithful, ooh, hallelujah, faithful in believing that God is God, even though your what ifs are not answered. Said, I'll give you the stars in heaven. I'll add in an extra blessing to you. You see, the test is, can you believe that God is still God? That's the test. And if the test is answered right, he'll renew the promise of the stars because his word will always be true. But I'll add on to that one. He said, I'll give you sand. I'll give you buckets. This is better. I'll give you blessings, grains of sand, something you can touch, something that you can. While you're waiting for the big promise, don't get too negative about it. Well, I never got the stars. Look at the sands of blessings that God is putting in your hands. Look at the touch of God in your life. My God, look at the touch of God in your life. Why would you turn against God? I'm believing in God. Why would you do that when God wants to give you handfuls and handfuls and handfuls of blessings? Just so many blessings until they stick through your fingers and they fall on the ground and you go back to the beck and you go, no, I know they're not as big as stars. I know that. I understand that. They're not as big as stars. They're not like that big promise that God, I know that. But oh my God, look at all the sand. Look at the sand. Buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets of sand of blessings that God wants to give you. I'll make a better deal with you. I'll not only renew the promise of the stars, I'll not only give you the sand of the shore. He said, your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Going to see. My boy is going to see what I never saw. You know that guy that bothered me? You know that guy that just was absolutely was the devil incarnate? My seed shall possess the gates. The Holy Ghost has spoken to this church. The Holy Ghost has spoken to this church. I think, my opinion, of course, that every blessed soul that's in this building that still believes that God is God, you need to step up here and raise your hands and say, God, you're still God. He wants to give somebody sand of blessings. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on.